This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. health officials say they have confirmed the first person-to-person transmission of the deadly coronavirus in the United States. Meanwhile, the death toll in China now stands at 170, with nearly 8,000 confirmed cases. In Geneva, for the third time in 1 week, a World Health Organization emergency committee is meeting to decide whether the virus poses a global health threat. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The two previous emergency meetings ended inconclusively. WHO experts were split on whether the spread of the coronavirus was large enough to constitute a public health emergency of international concern. But this quickly evolving disease may change some of the doubters' minds. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus praises the strong response taken by the Chinese government to try to stop the epidemic. But he acknowledges that events on the ground in China and abroad are moving too quickly to be ignored. He says the emergence of any new pathogen with the potential to cause severe illness and death is of grave concern and must be taken with utmost seriousness. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The new trade agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada is a step closer to being implemented after U.S. President Donald Trump held a signing ceremony at the White House. The White House predicts the new agreement will steer more automotive production to the United States and has the potential to create nearly 600,000 jobs. Canada has yet to ratify the pact. The U.S. Special Envoy for Syria, James Jeffries, says 200 airstrikes by Syrian government and Russian warplanes have hit Syria's Idlib region in the last 3 days. He also says 700,000 displaced people in northwest Syria are heading for the Turkish border. You're listening to VOA News. President Trump's impeachment trial continues today with a second day of questioning by U.S. senators. AP Sagar Magani reports.
The expected vote tomorrow would either extend the proceedings by weeks if the Senate does allow witnesses or lead to a relatively fast acquittal of the president if it does not, though House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that would be a sham.
You cannot be acquitted if you don't have a trial, and you don't have a trial if you don't have witnesses and documentation and that.
Democrats are pushing for four Republicans to join them in demanding witnesses like John Bolton. Missouri's Josh Hawley will not be among them.
It doesn't make a difference at the end of the day to what is before us.
Saying the House presented its case and it's time to acquit the president.
I'm ready to vote, so I hope we can vote on this tomorrow.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The European Parliament has given the green light for Britain's departure from the European Union. Lisa Bryan has more.
After being part of some sort of European Union for nearly half a century, it took only a few seconds for Britain to see its departure overwhelmingly approved by the European Parliament. The next step promises to be difficult as Britain negotiates its future relationship with the EU, especially on trade matters. Britain's last day as an EU member is Friday. The British flag will be lowered at EU institutions. But in many ways, the farewell, with EU lawmakers locking arms and singing an old Scottish song, has already happened. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Indian police detained a man who fired at students protesting a new citizenship law. Reuters' Francis McGuire has the story.
A man opened fire at a protest against India's new citizenship law in New Delhi on Thursday. Witnesses said one person was wounded. It was the first incident in the capital during more than a month of demonstrations, where protesters argue the new law discriminates against Muslims. India's Citizenship Amendment Act fast-tracks Indian citizenship for non-Muslim minorities from three neighbouring countries. Sometimes violent protests have flared against the law since last year.
That is Reuters' Francis McGuire. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says the U.S. will not totally withdraw its forces from the African continent. He says the Pentagon is reviewing all its troop positions in light of a new focus on great power challenges and less on counterterrorism. But that does not mean there necessarily will be cuts to force levels. The United States is trying to secure permission from Iraq to bring Patriot missile defenses into the country to better defend U.S. forces. This follows an Iranian missile attack earlier this month. For more on any of these stories, please go to voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.